We continue our learning of the Nishmas David ben Menachem Shem Chav Yaakov Bevitachos Aliyah. We're in Kalim Perigud Beis Mishnah Dalet Masmir Hagara. So there's a debate what this is. The Baraturer gives two possibilities. Number one is that it's Izemel Shel Uman Hamekiz Dam. This is the lancet. This is the pin, the needle that's used by a bloodletter in order to take the blood out of the body. So it's very thin. And the Mishnah is telling you that this is Tameh. Some of the Mefarshim wonder, why do you need the Mishnah tell me this is Tameh? This is a kli. It's made out of metal. Doesn't need a base kibble. It's clearly used for a person. So why do you need to tell me that it's Tameh? So that's one of the questions on that interpretation. Some will claim the Ravid actually claims that it's a masmer, it's a nail, but it's actually a metal pole that's stuck in the ground. It's not the needle. It actually is a pole you stick in the ground. The bloodletter uses to hang his kli. Whatever it is that he's using in order to put the blood, to collect the blood, the tubes, let's say, he's going to put in where he's going to put the blood, those are hanging on this pole. So the chiddush here is that that pole is attached to the ground. Maybe they shouldn't be mekabel tumah because it's stuck in the ground. So the answer is the Mishnah teaches you it's mekabel tumah because you move it. You don't leave it in the ground forever. He's going to pick it up soon. So therefore, that's the chiddush that it's going to be tumah, assuming that it's referring to that pole and not the needle itself. The needle itself should be obvious that it's tummy. And then there's a completely different interpretation. The Baraita Tanura says, Yesh Mefarshim Masmer Shel Nafachim. This is referring to a metal bar that is used by blacksmiths. What do they do with this? So Shekavu Alayhem Masmer Besed, and there's this bar that's actually in the anvil, and the anvil is made out of wood, but this is iron. And when you take a piece of iron out of the fire and you want to cut a piece, so you put it on this masmer, on this bar, so the chiddush of the Mishnah is that even though this seems to be serving the wooden anvil, nonetheless, this is mekabel tuma anyway. Because this wooden, metal bar, this masmer, for the blacksmith, is not permanently attached to that anvil. So the anvil may be wood, and that's not mekabel tumah, but this is placed on there, but then you can take it off. And since it is movable in that sense, so therefore it has the status of a metal kli, and it's mekabel tumah. Then the Mishnah says, v'shel evan hasha'os, Tahor, Rabbi Tzadok, Metami. Here there's a machlokas. What's the Evan HaShos? This is a sundial. But this is not this is the masmer of the Evan HaShos. So the Evan HaShos, obviously Evan of ours, literally, that's made of stone. The sundial is made of stone. But the masmer, those are the metal pins that you put on the sundial, and that tells you which hours, the hours that you have. So we have maybe the pin is referring to the metal rod that was placed in the middle of the sundial. And this way, you know, the shadow tells you what time of day it's going to be. So the Tanakhama says that is going to be Tahor. Since the sundial itself is made of stone, and that's considered the ikar part of the kli, so therefore these, although they are metal, the masmeros of the Evan HaShos, they're not going to be mekabel tumah either. Rabbi Tzadok was metame them because he feels that what's the purpose of the sundial? You want to know the time. So the pins are telling you what time it is, or maybe that's cast in there to cast the shadow. Either way, those are considered the anchor part of the kli, and since those are metal, they are not only are they mekabel tumah, but the whole sundial with mekabel tumah, even though it's made of stone, because of those pins. Masmer hagardi. Now we're speaking about another type of metal masmer. This is a rod, and this is that the weaver is using to put into we know this if you ever watched weaving. So you have the shuttle. So the shuttle has this rod, this masmer hagardi, and then you have the spool, you have the thread that you need. So this masmer that the Mishnah says is tameh. Now it's true that you have this metal rod that's inserted into the wooden spool, and then you have the thread around the spool. So maybe we should say, well, so since the spool itself is made out of wood, so then this should also This should also not be Mekabel Tuma. So the Mishnah says, no, this metal rod is Mekabel Tuma. It's true, it's part of the same kli. Nonetheless, that bar is actually the Masmer HaGadir, is considered the ikker part of the whole kli. And therefore, since that's made out of metal, we say that it's Mekabel Tuma. The Aron Shel Gorosos, Rabbi Tzadok Metame Vechachame Metaren. Regarding this type of chest or closet, as we'll describe in a moment, that's a machlok, because Rabbi Tzadok said it's Tameh, and the Chacham said it's going to Torah, it's not Mekabel Tuma. So this is this is made out of wood, it's a wooden chest, and Rabbi Tzadok, so we understand very well why Rabbi Tzadok would be mitame, because it's open, meaning it has a receptacle, it's a clay kibbol. Nonetheless, the fact that Rabbi Tzadok says it's Mekabel Tuma is actually a Chiddush, and we'll explain why. Well, then we'll understand why the Chachamim say it's not Mekabel Tuma. This Aron, this wooden chest, is used by garosos, means beans that have been ground. So the ground beans are stored in this chest. The ground beans are heavy. The chest also is heavy because it has thick walls, and therefore it was people normally did not move it. So now we get into a topic that we've discussed in the past. That's what we call the kli eitz ha'asoy lenachas. It's the wooden kli that normally is made to be stationary. It's very large. We spoke about having something wood that has its closet. It's a bookcase, whatever it may be, and it has it's a very large box that holds a minimum of 40 sa'ah. So then it's not like a sock, it's not like a sackcloth. In order to be Mekabel Tuma, the kli eitz, the wood, has to be like a sackcloth, like goat's hair, a sackcloth of the goat's hair, which is mitaltel moleh v'reikon. It's something that you can move, not only when it's empty, but even when it's full. So therefore, now we understand maybe why the Chachamim say it's tor, because it's heavy. People don't move it, certainly when you have the beans inside, and therefore it's not Mekabel Tuma. This is classically a kli eitz ha'asur lenachas. Obviously, Rabbi Tzadok disagrees. He says, no, in fact, this is moved. If it needs to be fixed, you're going to move it. Apparently, Rabbi Tzadok is of the opinion that because it can be moved even for that purpose, generally it's stationary, but it can be moved. Therefore, he says, it is Mekabel Tuma. Some explain that this actually is not something that holds 40 saw. It's not that big a chest. It holds ground beans. So although it may be heavy and it's made to be stationary, it can be moved. Malevarekon, not only when it's rake, not only when it's empty, but even when it's full. People typically do not. But since it can be moved, Rabbi Tzadok therefore feels that therefore it's wood, it has a receptacle, therefore it is Mekabel Tuma. Haysa agala shalosh al mateches tmei ba. Then everyone agrees, even the Chachamim will agree. If the wagon that's used for this to sit on, apparently it didn't, the wagon wasn't to move it around that much either, necessarily. But there the Chachamim say, okay, if the mat wagon is made of metal, so then, and that's what this, that's what the Aron Shel Gorosos, this chest of bean grinders, is being placed upon, so then Tameya, then the whole thing will become Tameh, because the wagon itself is Tameh, because it's made of metal. So first of all, we have to realize, when we speak about an agala, so why does it have to be made of metal? So the answer is because it's flat. It actually does not have a base kibbol at all. It's just a flat top, and that's where this Aron of Garosos is sitting upon. So only because it's metal is in Mekabel Tuma. But the chiddush of the Mishnah here is that maybe one would have thought that the agala, although it's made out of mateches, it's really there to serve this Aron. And the Aron is the ikar kli, and if that's not Mekabel Tuma, according to the Chachamim, the agala shouldn't be Mekabel Tuma either. So that's the chiddush of the Mishnah. Haysa agala shel mateches. So then, Tumeya. Sounds like from the Mishnah, it's only the agala that's Mekabel Tuma. We don't assume the Aron is Mekabel Tuma. Each one has its own purpose. The Aron is for storage, and the agala is to move it around. So each one has its own purpose, and therefore the agala being made out of mateches, although it's flat, that's perfectly fine. It has its own independent purpose. Therefore, it's made with Mekabel Tuma. Perek Yud Beis Mishnah. Masmer shehiskino liyos poseach v'noel bo tame. You have a nail that someone prepared in order to unlock or lock with it, so that is tamei he'asur l'shmira, but if it's made only for protection, tahor. So what does this mean? So the Baratunura says, what do you do with it? Shehiskino she'akam rosho. You had a nail, and you bent its head, ochadado. You sharpened it, g'day she'posech v'no elbow. So here, a nail normally, after tatach in the ground, it's not makabel tumah. Very often, it's batel to a kli, and it's not makabel tumah. But this masmer, you actually made into a kli on its own. It's used, you're using it like a key. You bent it in a way, or you sharpened it so it can actually open and close the door. So then, of course, it's tamei. But if it's made for shmira purposes, then it's not makabel tumah. What way is a nail made for shmira purposes? So says the Baratuna, l'simon, as a sign, lirosim nichnas sham adamim lav, to see if someone entered this room or not. Shim lo yimsa enu kamoshi nicho biadua adam balasham. You put a nail somewhere, and you want to see this somewhere hidden. And if the door open, you know it's going to move a little bit. You'll come. The person would notice it, but you'll notice it. So when you come back, you'll know if someone actually was there. So that's a sign for you, at least. Nail, it moves out of if it moves out of its place, you'll know that in fact someone walked in. So that's made for shvira purposes. It's not made as a kli. So then that is Torah's not makabel tuma. Masmer sheiskino lios poseach moes echavis. Rabbi Akiva metame vachachamim betarin. Here's a nail. A person hiskino, he designated for use to open a barrel of wine. Rabbi Akiva says it is mekabel tuma because it's a kli that's doing malacha. Remember, yeselachom malacha. That's the point. It's going to perform a task. So in the previous case, it performed a task, and that is it's being used to. It was bent and used to open or close. If it's for shmirah purpose, just sitting there, it's not being used as a test, just a sign. So that's not yeselachom malacha. So it's not mekabel tuma. In this case, you're using it designated to open up a chavis, open up a barrel. Because it says, oh, then it's mekabel tuma. V'chachamim mitarin ad sheyitzrefenu. Chachamim say it's not makabel tumah. Why? Aren't you using it for molacha? So the answer is no, you have to harden it. When it comes to metal, it comes to a kli, so you have to heat it in fire, then you put it in cold water, and that's how it's you refine it. That's how you prepare it for use before it's you before if you have just a nail, so just designate it as a kli the way it is, it's not makabel tumah. It hasn't hardened yet. People typically will not use it because it may break. It's not strong enough. And that's why it doesn't have the status of a kli. It's not makabel tumah until yitzrefenu. Masmer shel shulchani tahor, the nail of a money changer, is tahor, is not makabel tumah. So this, I couldn't find any picture online of this. You can look at the Mishnayos. If you like, this is a money changer would have, there would be a bar, there would be a straight column of wood, and then a metal bar in front of where he would open up in order to his window in order to change the money. So that bar, so now on the one hand, the bar is metal. On the other hand, it's attached it's perpendicular to the a wooden column standing up straight, and this is now this is horizontal. So what's the halacha regarding this masmer of the shulchan? The Mishnah says it's going to be tahor. Why is it tahor? Why is it not mekabel tumah? Because it's attached to this wooden beam, this wooden column, this which is attached to the ground. So then, if it's attached to the ground, it's anything mechubel karka has the status of karka, and this too. Rabbi Tzadok Metame, but he says no, it is mekabel tumah. It can be removed from this wooden column, and since it can be removed, and the money changer would take it off and use it maybe for other purposes, so therefore we don't view it as something as mechubel karka, and it's mekabel tumah. And the Mishnah just concludes by giving us these three cases where Rabbi Tzadok and the Chachamim disagree. Shlosha Devarim Rabbi Tzadok Metame v'Chachamim Metaren. What are they? Masmer Shel Shulchani. This bar, metal bar of the money changer, where Rabbi Tzadok is Metame Chachamim Metaher. V'Oron Shel Garosos, which was that chest. Used for the bean grinders or to store the beans. Umasmer shel even hashos, and the masmer, that nail, the pins that are used on the sundial. Rabbi Tzadok is mitame, v'chachamim mitarin.